And welcome to the Patriots Plays of the Week in the wake of New England's 26-10 win over the L.A. Rams. And, Coach, we're going to begin with LeGarrette Blount on the run.
Well, this is the second play of the game and really a good play to start off with. What you see here is Shaq Mason pulling and making the kickout block here on a linebacker, stepping up in the hole, really, or actually it's a safety, it's McDonald. So good way to start the game, good way to set the tempo. You see the same play here from the end zone. Really, this is McDonald walking up into the line of scrimmage here and be in front of Martellus Bennett. This is a double team block, and then Shaq is going to pull around and make the kickout block there and does a nice job of prying that hole open. Shaq played very well in the game, played well in the running game, did a good job on Aaron Donald pass protection. But I thought that was a good tone setter for the day, that second play of the game where we got to move the line of scrimmage and got the ball downhill.
So seeking a fast start, now you've got a fourth and inches.
Yeah, big play in the game, only 4 minutes into the game, and we run the off-tackle play here on fourth and one in short yardage. Do a good job of getting some space there to the edge, and it looks like LeGarrette definitely has the ability to go downhill here and pick up the first down, but he sees this space outside, makes a good jump cut out there, and then does an excellent job in the open field on Alexander here, starting outside, back inside, spins him around, and turns it into a 40-yard touchdown run.
13th touchdown for LeGarrette, one short of Curtis Martin's franchise record for a single season.
Yeah, pretty impressive. LG's got a nose for the end zone. Here's the same play from the end zone look, and you can see he's definitely got some space in there to get the first down, but just a couple of bodies in there, he's able to use his great vision, spill it outside, and LeGarrette's very athletic and hard to tackle in the open field. Once he gets a little bit of space, he really challenges those defensive backs in terms of his athleticism, but also his balance and his power. So great run. Big play there with 4 minutes in the game.
And as you said, he spun Alexander around, a little wiggle in the open field.
This was big turnover for us. Jabal Sheard on the pass rush, kind of splitting a double team here and getting past Kendricks and eventually Havenstein coming over to block him. Gets his hands on the ball, and Kyle Van Noy in the right place at the right time when it gets batted up in the air. Comes down with a big interception. So that was a big turnover for us, and we started to get those the last couple weeks. Hopefully that'll continue going forward.
Good day for both of those guys Sunday.
Absolutely. Yeah, both guys played very well. Here's another look at the same play. So this is Jabal Sheard on the play-action pass here. Goff sets up in the pocket, and Sheard power rushes Kendricks, and then before the tackle, Havenstein can get over to him. He gets enough penetration to just affect the throw there and kind of tip the ball. Kyle makes a good play on the ball here, kind of off balance, goes up, and makes a good hands catch, and nice catch for a linebacker.
Absolutely, athletic play. And for the second straight week, you're getting takeaways and then scoring off those turnovers forced.
Good complementary football, making plays on offense and on the kicking game and on defense, and the offense taking advantage of those plays and turning it into points. Probably one of the best good team day, the best defensive plays we've had all year. This is a pass rush situation here where we have five guys on the line of scrimmage, and we get good pressure really from all four of our rushers. And Van Noy in here does a good job on the rush and also on the coverage on the back. So again, just good team defense, good pass coverage down the field. Quarterback really doesn't have a lot of time, but there's nobody open to throw to right away, and it ends up being another big sack and third down stop for us. You can really get a good feel for the play here in the end zone. We line up in basically a five-man line with Van Noy and Hightower here as the kind of the two linebackers. Long, Ninkovich, and Flowers are the down guys. And so Van Noy walks around in here and occupies the guard, so he really gets two for one. The guard blocks him for the blitz, and then Kyle's able to come off do a good job in coverage here. So he eliminates these two guys, and then long wins here on Robinson on the inside spin, and Trey Flowers and Hightower both win here on the little twist game inside, and then that's Rob with the speed to power there on Havenstein on the outside. So four good rushers plus a fifth play here from Van Noy getting a two for one on the guard in the back. Good team defense, and it's great play to see. A lot of hard work and execution on the practice field to make that happen.
Yeah, and ultimately nowhere to go for the quarterback.
No, it's just that was the tidal wave.
And a nice to see Chris Long celebrate his third sack for the Patriots after 50-plus as a Ram. Plays of the week for the Patriots against the Rams. Coach, thanks so much.
You got it, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks.